Hello, Audio Boo. Welcome to day 14 of October. I am exceptionally excited about today's topic because it's awesome. So, day 14, the 14th day of October on the 14th day of October. Wow, I can't believe I've been doing this October thing for 2 weeks already. It's crazy. Where's the time going? But this particular one is super cool. Last night, it caused me to dig through my massive CD collection and unearth this CD that I had that I'd been looking for a really long time, but just couldn't find the motivation to actually find. But last night, I had a reason to find it, and so I found it, and it was worth all the time I spent looking for it, and I cannot wait to share part of it with you today. So, today's topic is play something that is rare and unreleased or out of print. So basically something that's really hard to find, can't find anymore, and then if you own it, you are pretty much a super fan of the artist and you're the real deal. So today's thing, I am a ridiculous fan of Aretha Franklin, as most of you probably already know. If you don't, then now you know. And a few years ago, she released, or her record label, I guess, or someone released, this compilation called Golden Rain, Rare and Unreleased Recordings from the Queen of Soul. And it was rare, unreleased outtakes from a lot of those early to mid-70s albums that I was talking about in a previous view that were my favorites. So a lot of outtakes from Young, Gifted, and Black, and Soul 69, and Hey Now Hey, and This Girl's in Love with You, and like all this awesomeness. And there's also some really cool, just like, as if you were a fly on the wall sort of deals, like session work in there that was not released. And one of those, the one that I'm going to play for you today, comes from my all-time Aretha song, my all-time favorite Aretha song. See, I'm getting so excited that I just can't even keep the words straight in my head. But my all-time favorite Aretha song is You're All I Need to Get By. And I remember the first time I ever heard the actual studio version that was released. I heard it and I just felt like I was transported to another world. It was that good. It was so amazing. It was like, how has this not ever been in my life? So, and I used to belong to this fan group that doesn't exist anymore for Aretha fans, and there was all this teasers and all this talk about, you know, someday Atlantic Records is going to release all this stuff from the vaults, and I heard about these outtake versions of You're All I Need to Get By, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, am I ever going to hear those in my lifetime? And then a few years ago, this Golden Rain compilation was released, and it was so exciting to all of us. And it's here now. So, yeah, let's get to it. This is the outtake version of You're All I Need to Get By. I'm going to play you the first track, and it sort of bleeds into the second, so I'll play it a little bit of both, and then I will show you the actual studio version. But take a listen to this rare, freaking awesomeness. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall during this, but thanks to this, I kind of feel like I am. So let's listen to this.
Sing over here.
Are you taping this, Jerry? Oh, okay. Excuse me, one more time.
Alex, if you want to sing, get in close or so we can hear your mic. Okay, take two.
One, two, three. You're all you got me, then baby, you know that you got me. You're all I need to get by. Cause we got our love in Samara, ESPCT. Sweet morning dew. I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
See, like, she forgets the words, she gets her timing wrong. She says, Jerry, are you taping this? Referring to the Jerry Wexler, by the way. It is like, just proves that Aretha is actually a human. Because sometimes I wonder. So, that is my favorite clip, because it's from my favorite song. Now, let's take a quick listen to this was the finished product.
You're all I need to get by. 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 As long as I got you, then baby, you know that you got me. Like a sweet morning dew, one look at you, and it was plain to see that you were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I threw away.
Okay, I'm going to stop it because I could play that thing all the way through. So that was my all-time favorite Aretha voice. I mean, it was just untouchable. She could do no wrong during that era. It was just like, ooh. So that's my clip, Rare and Unreleased. You're All I Need to Get By. And I love it. And I hope you do too. If not, then I'm seriously questioning your musical tastes. There's a lot more where that came from. I could play you tons more off the album, but I think you should all try to find the album if it's still available. I'm sure it probably is somewhere. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with day 15. Good night, October. 1 minute and 50 pause recording button.